Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Our thanks to Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum, St. Vincent Healthcare. Jackets, one up and one down. Rimrock Cup in play over the weekend. And also a GNAC game with Northwest Nazarene before the Jackets back on the road. The Western Oregon and St. Martin's. And we'll talk all about that with Coach Dodd-Tretem right after we come back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Denny Menhold, Frontier Chevrolet, Farmers Insurance, and First Interstate Bank. Well, Coach, we'll start with Northwest Nazarene near the bottom of the GNAC, but you come up with a win, and your team seems to be playing pretty well with two home games this past week, and you come up with a win over the Crusaders.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Pat, thought we played a really solid soccer game on Thursday. I think that game could have been a trap game for us, playing a team that hadn't won a conference game, and you know, I'd only won one game all year, and then with the big game, you know, that week against your in-town rival Rocky Mountain College. So yeah, I was really proud of the 4-0 performance. I told the players we need more games like that. You know, we had four different people scored. We had two people that didn't score got assists. Both keepers got in the game. Everybody that was eligible to play or not injured got to play. Shut out. Not a lot of complaints, you know. It was Parents Weekend, so we had parents there. So it, you know, it was really good. And then, you know, Friday night we had a nice banquet. It was our reunion Parents Weekend, so we had a nice banquet there at the Crown Plaza Hotel up at the Petroleum Club, and all the parents of the players, and yeah, just had a really fantastic evening on Friday night. So it was a good 2 days, and then obviously into the game on Saturday against Rocky.
Well, nice day, good weather. You know, a pretty good match, too. Didn't come out on top, but talk a little bit about that, where actually the coach said you guys really dominated offensively. Rocky's coach, Duffy, did you guys agree with that? In almost like a 70 minutes of the game, he gave you credit for dominating. He called it offensively.
You know, I thought, first of all, I think Rocky did a great job. They won the game, and, you know, we were, you know, obviously disappointed to come up on the short end, but but we're playing good soccer. We played good soccer in both games. I thought that we gave up too many goals on Saturday. I think anytime you let a team score three goals, it's going to be tough to win. And we did that day. Did we dominate the game? Yeah. We had good stretches in there where we played very well and did some good things. We scored two very, very nice goals. The first one with Chelsea Libby on a cross with a diving header from Ali Gamberg. And then the second goal, Carrie Foreman crossed one in, and Chelsea Libby put it in the back of the net. So very happy there. You know, get to overtime, and then it becomes a coin flip. Really, you know, both teams are tired. Both teams want it more, and you know, they scored from 47 yards out, kind of on a fluke goal.
Yeah, tough call, and maybe a questionable call. I know you won't, you know, discuss that or talk about the officials, but it looked a little questionable on tape. What about the goaltender, though? It got a piece of it. The sun was on the opposite side of the field, but just one of those things just bounced Rocky's way.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing that I love about this team. It's been one of my this has been the most enjoyable group that I've had a chance to work with in my 7 years here, and they really are a family, and you know, it's tough. You know, Jordan's played great for us this year. She's made a lot of good saves, and you know, I've been around soccer long enough to see those kind of things happen, and you really feel for her as a player, because she is a good player. And I don't know, we all make mistakes in life, and things don't always go our way, and that one tended to not go her way, unfortunately. But the one thing that I do like about this team, we're family. We've had good times this season. We had a challenging time Saturday with that loss, but we're never going to point fingers at each other. We win games as a team, and we lose games as a team. And, you know, whatever. You know, we lost 3-2, and We've got bigger things, though, now. You know, you move on, and we've got two big conference games this week with Western Oregon and St. Martin's that we got to get ready for. So we really don't have time to dwell on it, and all I can say about it is I was proud of every single player that played in that game. Just came out on the short end, and you know, Jordan's going to be make a lot of big saves for us in the future and win us some games.
And you got five left, most of them on the road. Two road trips sandwiched in with the top team, Western Washington, on Halloween. We'll be back to talk about the current road trip coming up this week on the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back, Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer. So, as always, Coach Don Trentum, Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen, and Cox Tower Inn. And Coach, you know, we start to flip-flop things. Talk a little about Western Oregon and St. Martin's coming up on the weekend on the road, you know, as compared to when you faced them just about 3 weeks ago, not quite a month ago.
Yeah, Western Oregon and St. Martin's, two good teams. We, you know, against Western Oregon, we won that game 2-1. Really good battle. We had to play a very good game to win that game and came out on top that day. And then St. Martin's, maybe one of our really exciting games of the year, where we're down 2-0 with 7 minutes to go. We get a goal, score the second one, 19 seconds to play, and then beat them in overtime, 3-2. So, yeah, so we... you know, these will be two tough games this week, going over to St. Martin's in Western Oregon. It's always more difficult to win on the road, and when you're playing two good teams that gave you a good battle at home, you know it's going to be even that much more difficult. So we've got to have a good couple focused practices to get ready for them, and then we'll head out to Western Oregon and get going with them on Thursday there in Monmouth.
In the first segment, you talked about the enjoyment of coaching this team. How have they handled like the road and the road trips and road matches versus some of your other teams or some of your other experiences in this game?
Well, I think they're enjoyable because this team really sticks together and the chemistry's there. They work hard. You know, we do have a young team right now with starting eight sophomores and freshmen, and they've come to practice and got better every single practice. I think we've improved every single game this year. And then, you know, I've got my three senior leaders that are really, I think, a big part of that success in terms of the chemistry. You know, Mandy Plaskanka, Sarah Gress, and Melissa Carlson have really done a great job in leading this team. And in terms of how we've done on the road, you know, I can't say it's been the most enjoyable there because we haven't won a game on the road. You know, we beat Adams State, but that was a neutral game for both of us, so we actually haven't won a game on the road this year, so we're looking forward to trying to change that trend with this team. And as I said, we've gotten better all year long. We started out as a young team. My senior leaders have helped I think carry this team, and then every player's gotten better, and I think we're playing good soccer right now, so I wouldn't be surprised for us to change that trend this week out there against Western Oregon and St. Martin's.
And you got the five games left and two road trips, as we mentioned, Western Washington, the top team sandwiched in between at home on Halloween. At this point in the season, how do you conduct practice and what do you concentrate on this deep into the season?
Well, I think one of the things we've got to be really cautious of is, you know, everybody's banged up at this point in the season. Every single team across the country is banged up. So you got to rest people that need rest. We've really paid attention to our seniors this year and trying to give them some days off here and there to kind of keep them fresh because they are putting in a lot of minutes. But I think what we're concentrating on is continuing to try and do the things that we're doing good. And, you know, you always want to make adjustments and just kind of fine-tune some things. And I think we've done a good job of that this season. We always want to get better from game to game. We've talked about it all year long as we want to be playing our best soccer on Saturday, November 8th, which is our last game of the regular season. So that's what we're trying to do is just get better and better every single game. We always try and get better every from fall to spring and spring back to fall, and that's what it's about. So when you have the group of players, the group of student athletes that we have, it's pretty easy to do because they have that same attitude and they come out to get better. So that's what's fun about working with this group this year, is they do work hard to get better.
Maybe the attention or lack thereof, maybe with the sport compared to other major sports. Do the girls and the ladies get enough credit, you know, for their toughness, whether it be mental or physical, in this game?
Well, I think they do here. I think this sport is a sport that's taken seriously by our administration here, and I think it's soccer is booming here in Billings, Montana, and. I think there's a lot of people that understand the hard work that these student athletes put in terms of soccer. But, you know, as we've always talked about, soccer is our third priority here. You know, for us, we want these student athletes to be great people, giving back to their community, being good teammates to each other and the other students around campus and within the Billings community. And then our second priority is them to get their degree and work hard in the classroom, which they always do. They're always focused there. And then the third is soccer. And we know how much passion and hard work we put into soccer. So if that's our third priority, you can only imagine how much they're putting into their academics and being good people. So I think they do get the credit because they deserve it. And people notice how good of people they are, how good of students they are, and how good of players they are.
All right, Coach, good place to end it there, and good luck on the road this week. Western Oregon on Thursday, midday games, and St. Martin's on the following Saturday.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Don Trenum on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. We'll be back to wrap it up and close it out on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, our thanks to Don Trentum, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. Western Oregon and St. Martin's Thursday, Saturday on the road as the Yellow Jackets look to increase their, get a couple more wins in the GNAC and get that first win in the conference on the road. And they'll be working hard for that all week and into the weekend at Western Oregon and on Saturday at St. Martin's before Halloween, the doubleheader with the guys as they come home with both schools playing Western Washington. So until next time, for Don Trentum, Pat Boland on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.